Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is October 2nd, 2014, and you are listening live with author, instructor, and chef Valerie Wilson and her show, Healthy Cooking with Macro Val. Valerie always has a wonderful and informative show with many tips, recipes to change your diet, eat healthy, live well, and it tastes wonderful. Now I give you your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, welcome everybody to Healthy Cooking with Macro Val. I am chef, author, and counselor Valerie Wilson, and I am coming to you from the beautiful state of Michigan. Here in Michigan, we're experiencing a beautiful fall season, and the trees are starting to change, and it's absolutely gorgeous. Today, it's supposed to be a really nice day, supposed to be in the 70s, which is a wonderful thing because right after the radio show, I will be heading to the Westland Farmers Market. Every Thursday from 3 to 7, I am at the Westland Farmers Market selling my healthy, sugar-free, organic desserts and jams. I make a variety of different jams. I have apple butter that I just recently made also. I have a variety of cookies like chocolate chip cookies. I have an apricot oat breakfast cookie. I make a protein bar. And then each week I also have specialty items. Like this week I have an apple cranberry cobbler. I also have some pumpkin donuts and some chocolate peanut butter Rice Krispie treats. These are all my own original recipes that I've created throughout the 20 years that I have been eating and cooking this way. And the Westland Farmers Market, if you're listening to me and in the area, is right off of Ford Road, right here in between Wayne and Newburgh. It's actually on a little street called Carlson Road, which is right next to the Kids Park and the Kids Water Park. We have a new pavilion that was just recently built, so it's a really nice facility there. We have live music. And besides my booth, there's lots of interesting booths there. There's jewelry and decorative things for your lawn. There is produce. There's beautiful Michigan-grown produce there every week. And we also have live entertainment, so you can come there and hear some music. So if you get a chance, check that out. Now, the last farmer's market is going to be Thursday, October 23rd. Where we do a big Halloween farmer's market, so you can bring your kids, and all of us vendors pass out candy, and they have a Halloween costume contest. And so they put all the kids, like, together in a parade, and then we vote, and you vote on the best costume, and somebody ends up winning. It's so much fun. If you get a chance, check out the farmer's market. And you know what, if you're listening to me and you're not in Michigan or you're not in this area, find your local farmer's market no matter where you are. It supports local businesses, which is so very important. Little businesses such as myself that, you know, we're working and creating products here in the state of Michigan or whatever state you're in. We run our own businesses, which is a business that you're basically working 24/7. It's very rare that you actually don't have time when you're working. So I just love to support the local businesses that show up at the farmer's market. So if you get a chance, check out whatever farmer's market is local to you. So every Thursday, or excuse me, the first Thursday of the month, I come to you on my radio show here, Healthy Cooking with Macro Val, on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. And it's the first Thursday from 1 until 2 o'clock. Today's show, very excited about, I will be talking all about root vegetables, a very, I think, underused type of vegetable that maybe some people are unfamiliar with. I will be sharing with you my root vegetable stew, which is sweet and creamy and delicious. I would like to thank Penny, the creator of the magazine Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, and the creator of this network that I'm on. Thank you, Penny, for all your hard work and putting all this all together. And thank you to everybody else who works very hard putting this together, my producer, Courtney, who helps me here, and also all the other writers that are in the magazine. Now, this Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine is a free magazine that you can pick up at local venues. You can also go to their website, bodymindspiritguide.com, and there you can get my latest article with Food of the Month, all about root vegetables, and you can get a copy of this recipe I'm going to share with you, Root Vegetable Stew. It's a fantastic magazine, a lot of uplifting and inspiring articles, and quite a few of the people who write for the magazine also have radio shows right here on the network. So make sure you check that out, too, and listen to some of the other great radio shows. Now, you can also visit my website, which is macroval.com. On my website, I have archived all the past articles that I've written, so there's a lot of wonderful reading information, material that would definitely help you. I also have a schedule of all my upcoming cooking classes. I also have links right there on my website that will link you with my YouTube channel. I have over 33 short little YouTube videos, all educational videos, teaching you about healthy foods, healthy cooking, and I put it in a format that's really simple and down-to-earth basic, so it's not complicated, just really great information. So if you get a chance, check that out. I am also on Facebook at Macroval Food, so you can go to my Facebook page and you can like Macroval Food. And as a matter of fact, if you go there right now, I have posted a step-by-step recipe with pictures of this root vegetable stew. So you will be able to see visually what it looks like and follow along with the recipe on Macroval Food, my Facebook page. So that's fun and exciting. So just a brief background, because maybe you've heard the show before, maybe you haven't. I have been living and eating a macrobiotic vegan lifestyle for 20 years now. I have been teaching cooking classes for 17 years. I've always been in the food industry. I used to be manager of a restaurant and a delicatessen. And even when I was 9 years old, I was in the kitchen cooking with my mom, making up my own recipes. I love to cook. I'm always in the kitchen creating new recipes. In fact, I just created this incredibly awesome, wonderful new recipe, chocolate peanut butter fudge. It's not available for sale yet, and it's not out there for you to get the recipe because I'm perfecting it. But let me tell you, it is out of this world delicious. Very, very good. So that's just an example. I'm always in the kitchen creating new recipes. I also do one-on-one lifestyle counseling. So I deal with food, and I deal with the energy of food. It's based in macrobiotics and Chinese medicine. And it has to do with the energy of the food. Certain foods feed and nurture certain organs in your body, and then certain foods are detrimental to certain organs in your body. And we go through, you know, what you eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Sometimes, you know, the food you eat could be doing you more harm than good. We can do these counseling sessions here at my home, which is usually the best, but we can also do them over the phone. Again, there's a link on my website, macroval.com, where we can set up a consultation. And my cooking classes are located right here in Westland, Michigan, out of my home. They are usually Wednesdays from 6:30 until 9 o'clock. It's a hands-on experience, so everybody helps participate. And then once you make the food, we actually sit down. You get to eat the food that we have prepared, so you get a meal. And my classes are only $40. That's an incredible, incredible deal. And if you are listening to the radio show right now, and you have never attended a Macroval cooking class, you can come to a class and I will give you $5 off. So you can come to a class for $35. That's an incredible deal. That's for only people who are listening to the radio show right now. Contact me through my website. Say you heard the radio show, you want to come to an upcoming class, or you can call me directly, 734-722-4553. I also am the author of a cookbook. It's called Perceptions in Healthy Cooking, and that's available on my website, too. It has over 110 easy-to-follow recipes. All these recipes use whole ingredients, nothing refined or processed. And the recipes are some of my most popular recipes. Like in the cookbook is my sweet potato salad. It is a cold potato salad, a version that I created using sweet potatoes instead of white potatoes, and I use tofu in the place of eggs. People who taste this sweet potato salad swear that there's eggs in it. There's no eggs in it. I mean, it's the way that I season the tofu that makes it so absolutely delicious. And speaking of tofu, I wanted to talk just briefly a little bit here at the beginning of the show before we get into root vegetables about soy and soy food. Look, the truth is observable, okay? All you have to do is observe. Observe our history, observe nature, and you will see the truth, okay? And the reason why I bring this up is because being, you know, teaching cooking classes and being in the public and everything else, I get asked this question all the time. And it seems like it's exponentially more and more people, more and more people. So many people are confused about soy. Because, unfortunately, well-intended, holistic doctors, you go to them, you don't feel good, and the first thing they tell you to do is do, you know, eliminate things from your diet. And they always say dairy, sugar, wheat, and soy. Why do they throw soy in there? I don't know. Because, unfortunately, what most people are consuming, average American person who's eating the average American diet, or even somebody who turns vegetarian or vegan and doesn't bother to come to cooking classes and learn about healthy whole foods, might turn to processed, refined, frozen alternatives, which has refined soy food in it. That's where the problem is. Anytime you take a healthy food that comes from Mother Nature, and remember, all food that comes from Mother Nature has vitamins and minerals and nutrients and is good for you. When you refine and process it, you take the vitamins and minerals out, you somehow grind it up or turn it into some food that's not found in nature, that's when the human body has a problem with the food. Now, in my cooking classes and in my cookbook and on a regular basis, I use soy foods that have been eaten for over 5,000 years. I use miso, naturally fermented soy. I use tamari, which is a salty condiment, again, naturally fermented soy. I use tempeh. I love tempeh. Cooked and fermented soy, and I do use tofu. Tofu is a soybean that has been cooked, all right? All of these preparations and all the way that they create these soy foods, again, been eaten for over five. And when you want to start eating healthy, and you want to make healthy food choices, ask yourself this one simple question. How long has the human species been eating this food? If it is thousands of years, you can pretty much guarantee there's nothing wrong with that food. Remember, the truth is observable. If there was something wrong with soy food, not only us, but I think the Chinese and the Japanese, well, God, they would be extinct by now, wouldn't they? They'd be dead. They'd be off the planet, right? Because they've been eating soy food way longer than us, and they eat a lot more of it than we do. They don't have a problem. In fact, they have far less incident of breast cancer when they eat more soy food over there. So how in the world can our Western philosophy come across and tell people to eliminate soy from their diet because it could potentially cause cancer? It does not in any way, shape, or form. In fact, soy foods have anti-cancer properties. I stress this in my cooking classes. That's what soy is known for, is its anti-cancer properties. The confusion comes from the isoflavonoids that are found in soybeans, which scientists, in their simplistic view of looking at things, because they don't understand the energy of the food or how the energy of that food works, which Chinese medicine does understand, they think these isoflavonoids, which is the natural estrogen-like substance that's found in the soy, they think that it wreaks havoc with the estrogen in your body. But what these isoflavonoids do, they balance out your estrogen. If your estrogen is too high, they'll bring it down. If your estrogen is too low, they'll bring it back up. That's what isoflavonoids do, okay? Your estrogen gets out of whack in your body, and women start to experience hot flashes or, you know, all kinds of different side effects when you consume too many sweets and sugar and or high-fat foods such as dairy product or too much meat. Again, it's the overconsumption of something that causes problem. And in our society, we overconsume sugary foods and high-fat foods. That's what it is. You never, ever hear of anybody who overconsumes high-fiber food, right? Except for maybe me, because everything I eat is high-fiber. But still, we tend to overeat the sugary things and high-fat things, and then women, unfortunately, have these hormone imbalances problems. And most people, you know, I mean, I can't say all of them, but most people, unfortunately, if a woman has breast cancer, you know, and her well-intending doctor, one of the first things he says is, stop eating soy. I can almost guarantee if you ask that woman, how much soy do you eat? She'd be like, I don't eat any soy. I eat ice cream and drink Diet Pop, and I like my steaks and my burgers. Those are the people, unfortunately, that could possibly get breast cancer. It's usually not the ones that are consuming the soy. Again, I do, though, want to let you know that you do need to buy organic soy products because, unfortunately, a large percentage of our soybean crop has been genetically modified, and we have no idea what genetically modified food is going to, you know, how it's going to affect the human species. It's a huge experiment that, you know, the big multi-billion dollar industry is just perpetuating on the human species. And I think everybody should be out in full force picketing and saying, stop doing this to us. But, hey, that's my personal opinion. So the only thing you can do now is just buy organic. Please, please, please buy organic, and especially buy organic soy food. All right, so I wanted to address that particular topic because I just get asked this topic, this question, so much. So moving on, let's talk about the food of the month and the recipe of the month, which the featured food is root vegetables. So I decided to do like a whole group of food this month instead of just one individual because they're called root vegetables. These vegetables are exactly what the word indicates. They are the part of the plant that grows underground. They are the root of the plant, okay? Now, in the upcoming recipe, I have included things like parsnips, carrots, turnips, daikon, and sweet potato. Yes, sweet potato grows under the ground. Now, some other ones that could be in this category would be like rutabaga, horseradish, things that grow under the ground, basically. Burdock root, all these things are root vegetables. They are fantastic for you. It's about time to go on a break. Let me tell you about some upcoming cooking classes. Wednesday, October 15th, I have a class that is cooking for the fall season. It runs from 6:30 until 9 o'clock. Again, that's in Westland, Michigan. I'm going to focus in the month of October classes that deal with cooking for the fall season. And the signature grain for this time of year is brown rice. So this class will consist of a brown rice stuffed delicata squash, yum, brown rice corn bok choy soup, and a tangy ginger vegetable stir fry. On Wednesday, October 22nd, I have another class featuring the fall season, 6:30 till 9 o'clock. This one I will be making a vegetable pasta goulash, and I'm using brown rice pasta, a gingered baked beans and squash dish, and a ginger almond fig bread pudding. So another reoccurring theme for the fall season is ginger, pungent, foods that are pungent, okay? Ginger has really strong anti-inflammatory properties, so it's great for this time of year when sometimes we start getting colds and stuff, so it helps build your immunity up. Go to my website, macroval.com, and you can prepay and sign up for these classes, and you can look at my calendar of events and see what's going on. We are going to take a break right now, a real short break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk more about these root vegetables and share my recipe with you.
Thank you, Val. We're listening live
to Healthy Cooking with Macro Val and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her topic for today is root vegetables and her root vegetable stew. She has been doing this for a very long time, over 20 years, and offers many tips and recipes to eat well, live well, and help your body feel better. You can visit her website at www.macrovale.com for more information, tips, and recipes that she has talked about and in the past. And for more information about her cookbook, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking, you can also go to bodymindspiritguide.com, where we post Valerie's recipe every month. So if you do not get a chance to write down her tips and recipes today, you can visit her website and bodymindspiritguide.com website for that information. Valerie teaches classes, which she talked about earlier in the show. And if you are out of state, please check out her website. She does offer classes on DVD, and she also offers one-on-one sessions. And you can connect with her by phone to set up an appointment. I highly recommend you visit her Facebook page, Macro Val's Foods, for even more wonderful information. You can call her at 734-722-4553. And lastly, if you would like to call into the show and ask a question, feel free. The number to call in the show is 646-378-0378. And that number again is 646-378-0378. And now I give you back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
So, welcome back, everybody. So, today's topic is root vegetables. Let's talk about them. First of all, let's talk about the energy of these vegetables. So everything in the universe is made up of two opposite energies that come together and form everything. Okay? These two energies have opposite different characteristics. So everything is made up of these two energies. So you're sitting here, the chair you're sitting on is made up of these two energies. The desk in front of you is made up of these two energies. You are made up of these two energies. The food that you eat is made up of these two energies. Now, one of these energies is going to be more predominant. That's how we classify the food according to these energies. Now, you can call these energies left and right. You can call them male and female. For our purposes, we're going to call them yin and yang in Oriental Chinese medicine and also the basis of macrobiotics. So yin. Yin has the characteristics of being moving upward, and it is expansive. Okay. The characteristics of yang is moving downward, constrictive. Okay. Yin energy is more ethereal, up in the air, okay? Yang energy is more grounding and stabilizing, okay? So let's look at a plant. Envision in your mind a plant, let's say a carrot. You have the leafy green part of the carrot that grows upward. So it grows upward, right? And that is the yin part of the carrot. You have the root part of the carrot that grows downward and is constrictive. That's the yang part of the vegetable. Okay, so if you eat the orange part, which that's mostly what we eat in the form of carrot, you're getting the yang energy, whereas the green part is the yin energy, which if I can find fresh carrot greens, I do use them. They're awesome. But the problem is the average American diet consists of eating vegetables such as tomatoes, cucumbers, broccoli, kale, okay? All of these foods, as you can see visually in your mind, all of these grow above the ground, right? And these are all the ones that we eat most, okay? Now, another thing that is very, very yin is sweets, desserts. Anything that has white refined sugar in it is yin, all right? And chemical sweeteners that are even sweeter than sugar are so incredibly yin, they're like, they would blow your mind away. They're so yin. They're just so yin. So anything that's sweeter than sugar is just skyrocketed up into outer space, ridiculously sweet, right? So unfortunately, our food has changed so dramatically, even within the last 20 years, but 50 years for sure, they put sugar in everything. So unfortunately, you are eating way too much sugar in your life. This creates you being on the yin side. And then to top it off, like I said, most people eat a lot of lettuce, tomatoes, things like that. These are all yin vegetables, right? We tend to forget these other vegetables that are yang, grounding, okay? I mean, when's the last time you had a turnip? I mean, I don't know about you, but me, it was last week because I love turnips. When's the last time you had a rutabaga? Oh, you know, parsnips. When's the last time you had some of these vegetables? They're all so incredibly good for you. They have the yang, grounding, downward energy, the type of energy that balances you and grounds you. Now, here's an example. Have you ever had a conversation with someone where you're standing there talking and they start talking about one topic, and all of a sudden they'll jump to another topic without even finishing what they were talking about to begin with, and then they'll jump to another topic, and you're thinking in your head, well, you didn't finish telling me about George over here in this scenario, and now you're talking about the trees that grow in your yard, and you didn't even finish that story, and now you're talking about this third story? That is a characteristic of being over yin. Again, it's upward, it's ethereal, it's a floating energy. You're like blah, 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 blah. You're like way up here. So again, you need to bring yourself down and center yourself and eat some of these grounding vegetables, okay? These grounding vegetables will stabilize you so that you can finish your thought and have a complete thought, have a complete conversation with someone where you're actually, you know, flowing, you're finishing your thought, and then you're going to start another conversation about another topic instead of jumping here and there, here and there, here and there, here and there. Those are the difference between being too yin or being grounded and being balanced, okay? Let's talk about these vegetables. Sweet potato. Who doesn't love sweet potatoes? I don't know. I guess there are some people out there, but they are so sweet and delicious. Now, this is interesting to note that sweet potatoes are native to South America, whereas yams are native to Africa. And the white potato that most people eat is not related to sweet potatoes or yams at all. It's a completely different plant, completely different. So we got three different things going on here. All right, let's talk about the sweet potato. Now, sweet potatoes are usually yellow, reddish, or orange. Excellent source of carotene, which is antioxidant. An excellent source of calcium, high in vitamin A and vitamin C, and they help to strengthen your kidneys. Sweet potatoes. For this recipe, you're going to need one sweet potato. Parsnips. Have you ever had a parsnip? It's interesting. Some people love them, and then some people have never heard of them, don't even know what they are. They are shaped similar to a carrot, only they're not orange. They're not completely white. They're like a yellowish color. They have a natural sweetness to them, and when you cook them, they are really creamy. Oh, they're so good. Parsnips are very high in silicon. What is silicon? Why is that important for you? Well, if you don't have silicon in your diet, you can't properly utilize calcium, okay? So you got to have silicon in order for your body to absorb and use calcium. Parsnips are also very high in calcium, speaking of that, but they're high in potassium, vitamin A, and vitamin C, and they're really high in fiber. Carrots. Most people don't even think twice about carrots, right? It's a very popular vegetable. You go to the store, a lot of people get those little baby carrots, and they crunch on them, and they eat them. Organic carrots. Please, please, please buy organic carrots. And in fact, if you want to know why, do a taste test. Buy some conventional carrots and get some organic. And one-on-one, just taste the difference between the two. The organic carrots are so much sweeter, so delicious. You got to get the organic ones. I'm telling you, it makes a world of a difference. And if you get the organic ones, you just wash them. You don't peel them. No, don't peel them. Most of the vitamins and minerals are located right underneath the skin. So you leave that on. In fact, all the vegetables in this recipe, we're leaving the skin on. I forgot to mention, but you want two of those parsnips we talked about. And now you want two carrots. Carrots, high in vitamin A, B vitamins, phosphorus, and calcium. And they have anti-carcinogen properties. Speaking of anti-carcinogen properties, the next vegetable is daikon. Daikon is, if you've never seen it or you don't know what it is. It is a white root vegetable. It's long, and it looks like a thick carrot. It is related to radishes. It's in the radish family. But red radishes are very pungent, where daikon is like mildly pungent. And if you cook daikon, like in the stew, it actually becomes sweet. So it's not pungent anymore, it's sweet. Daikon is so powerful. In fact, it contains a substance that will stop the formation of carcinogens in your body. That's right. So this substance that's in daikon will actually prevent carcinogens from adhering and sticking in your body. It just flushes them right away. It's an excellent digestive aid, and it helps to break down excess stored fat and protein that could be accumulated in your body and just flushes it out of your body. It's fantastic for you. And we want a 6-inch piece of this daikon radish. And then we want 2 turnips. So what's a turnip? Well, turnip is, it's in the cabbage family. It actually is, it's a combination of, turnips are also very high in anti-carcinogen properties. Notice all these vegetables I'm talking about have the same thing. Carcinogens are things that get into your body that can cause disease, so all these things are very important. Now, the turnip has been eaten since prehistoric times. That's like so long ago that they don't even have documented history on it. Hundreds of thousands of years the turnip plant has been around and we've been eating it. Vitamin B, vitamin C, phosphorus, calcium, all those things you find in turnip. Now, it's not in the recipe, but I did want to mention one more root vegetable that's one of my favorites, rutabaga. Growing up as a kid, I had rutabaga that was conventionally grown. It was a very, very large, round vegetable, and it was covered in wax. That's probably the way you have seen it. I never liked rutabaga. My mom loved it. But we would get this big, huge, honking thing. We'd have to take the wax off of it, and I never thought it tasted good. Fast forward, I'm living on my own, right? I discover healthy eating. I go to the store, and they got these organic rutabagas. They look nothing like conventional rutabagas. They look like a large version of a turnip, only they're a little more yellow, as opposed to the turnips are like white and purple. I buy this organic rutabaga. I take it home. I cook it up. I am blown away at how sweet and delicious this organic rutabaga is. I love them. And again, you could put organic rutabaga in here. You could substitute any one of these vegetables. But we have 1 sweet potato, 2 parsnip, 2 carrot, 2 turnip, and 1 6-inch piece of daikon. Now, you want to cut all the vegetables like in squares or as close to squares as possible. You want like little cubes. And you want all the vegetables to be cut up in relatively the same size because they're all going to cook in the pot together. And we want all the vegetables to be done at the same time. If you have some really big pieces and some really small pieces, the small pieces will be mush by the time the big ones are done, and vice versa, the really big ones won't be done. They'll still be raw when the little teeny ones are done. So we want all the pieces to be relatively the same size. It's about time. Oh, no, we have a few more minutes. I'm sorry. All right, let me finish the recipe. Okay, we need 1 3/4 cup of water. And what you're going to do is you're going to pour that water over the vegetables. Oh, I'm sorry, I missed a step. Take those vegetables, each one, and get a nice big pot. Put those vegetables in the pot in their own little individual space in the pot. It kind of looks like pieces of pie in the pot. So you have like all the turnip together, all the parsnip together, all the carrots together. That way, as the vegetables are cooking, all the same vegetables are like together. That seals in and locks in the individual flavor of each individual vegetable. So your turnips are going to taste more like turnips. Your carrots are going to taste like carrots. If you just put all the vegetables in there together and mix them all together, you kind of get one overall taste through the whole dish. So it's a particular type of cooking technique where you put them all in their own little spaces. If you go to my Facebook, Macro Val Food, I have a picture of this so you can see what it looks like. You're going to turn this up and bring it to a boil. As soon as the water is boiling, you're going to reduce it to a simmer and then put a lid on it and let it simmer for approximately 15 minutes. That way, all the vegetables are going to be fork tender. You can put a fork right through them. After that's done with, then we add 2.5 teaspoons of sea salt, 1 teaspoon of basil, 1 teaspoon of thyme, and you're going to take 2 tablespoons of arrowroot. Here's what you're going to do with the arrowroot. Now, the liquid that has been created from cooking these vegetables is hot. And so if you put arrowroot into a hot liquid, it could lump on you. You could get lumps. So here's what you do. Take the 2 tablespoons of arrowroot and very slowly and a little at a time, sprinkle a little arrowroot over the vegetables, then mix it together with a spoon. Sprinkle a little more, mix it together with a spoon. Slowly, slowly, slowly incorporate this arrowroot. As the arrowroot mixes with this hot liquid, it thickens the sauce and the sauce sticks to the vegetables. If you dump all this arrowroot in there all at once, it's just going to be a big, big clumpy blob, okay? That's why I say you have to sprinkle it and stir it and mix it in very slowly, and it'll work for you. Now, I also have included 2 tablespoons of minced kale as a garnish. You could use any type of green that you like. You know, you could use collards, or you could even use scallions. Oh, my God, scallions would make a great garnish. But you want to add a green color to this to make the dish look really vibrant. You eat first with your eyes. So you want to make it look really, really appealing, and then just mix in your garnish. When you eat this stew, the underlying flavor is sweet because all of these vegetables, once they're cooked, is sweet. And, of course, because you have that sweet potato, you're going to get that sweet flavor. But then by adding the salt to it, the salt brings out the sweetness, brings out the flavor of these vegetables, makes the dish more flavorful, okay? That's what salt does. That is the job of salt in your food. Not so that your food tastes salty, but to bring out the flavor of the food and make your food more flavorful. And then you also have just a little hint of spice. The basil and thyme are in there. It's going to be creamy when you bite into this. You're going to have the little individual flavors of the turnip and the carrot. And each one is going to have its own unique little flavor to it. And when you come to a cooking class, we talk about these flavors. We're sitting around the table after we've created the food and you're eating your dinner, and I'll have you stick a piece of turnip in your mouth, just the turnip, and chew it and keep chewing it, and you'll get more and more flavor of that turnip. Now just take a little piece of the parsnip, put it in your mouth, chew it. The more you chew, the more the flavor of the food comes out, and you really, really taste the flavor of the food. I think you will really, really enjoy this root vegetable stew. I would love to hear from you. So after you make this recipe, and again, the recipe is available in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. It's also available on bodymindspiritguide.com, their website. It is available on my website, macroval.com. And if you go to Macroval Food, my Facebook page, I have posted pictures with the recipe, so you have a visual to go with it. And please remember to check out my YouTube channel, which you can access my YouTube channel right on my website. There's a direct link there. I have over 33 videos that I've created, all short little videos, giving you wonderful food information. So go ahead and check that out. And again, post on my Facebook, send me an email, however you would like to. I'd love to have some feedback. Maybe you made this stew and it turned out really good for you, or maybe you have a question. And here it is, the last 20 minutes of the show. So it's time now to hear from you. And I'm sorry, but we've done the whole show and we haven't given the phone number. But here's the phone number, 646-378-0378. You can call right now. And when you get prompted, press 1. And that will enable you to come here live on the radio and talk with me. I'd love to hear from you. I can answer your questions. I can help you with health issues if you have a question about food or anything like that. We are going to go on a short break right now, and we'll be right back.
Thank you, Valerie. You are listening live with Healthy Cooking with Macro Vale and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her show is a wonderful opportunity each month to hear about new recipes, tips, and information about eating right, healthy, and feeling good. These tips and recipes can help change your life and help you stick to a better diet. She's given so many tips and recipes today, so I would love to direct you to her website, www.macrovale.com, for more information. You can connect to her by phone at 734-722-4553. We also welcome anyone to visit bodymindspiritradio.com, where you can listen to all of her shows in archive, and you can actually slow them down so that you can write down all or any of the information she has said today or prior. I also want to remind you that the number to call in and join in the show or to ask a question is 646-378-0378. And that number again is 646-378-0378. And now back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Welcome back, everybody. I wanted to let everybody know, too, that there's a great way for you to be able to eat my MacroVale food. I do have two stores here in Michigan that carry my food. One of those is Healthy Jones in downtown Northville, which is a really cute health food store, very knowledgeable staff and owner that work there. And there's also a cafe in West Bloomfield called Jen's Gift of Love. Both of these places carry my food on a regular basis. I make things like brown rice stir fry, that sweet potato salad I was telling you about earlier, the stores carry that. They carry my hummus, whipped garlic, quinoa tabbouleh roll-ups. That's one of the most popular dishes. Right now I've been selling stuffed delicata squash to the stores and also brown rice stir-fry, cauliflower broccoli salad. We're getting into fall here, so I've been doing some casseroles too. And again, go to my website or my Facebook page, and there's more information about those places and what you can get and things that you can buy food-wise if you're interested in, you know, tasting some of my food. And speaking of which, I am teaching a free one-hour cooking class at the Better Health Store in Novi on Saturday, October 11th, from 12 noon to 1 o'clock. This is a great opportunity for you to taste some of my food, too. Now, this is just a short one-hour class. It's not hands-on, like if you come to a class here in my house. You just sit there and observe, but you will get an introduction into what the classes are like. This month's topic at the Better Health Store is brown rice. We will be making two brown rice dishes, and the classes are free there. So if you get a chance, come on out and check that out. I'm going to bring my producer on now, Courtney, and see if we got any questions. Hi, Courtney.
Hi. We actually do have a couple questions in chat today. One of the questions that has come up from one of our listeners is he has a heart issue. He just found out that he has a mass right below his heart, and they claim that it's benign. And he's wondering if there's anything that he can do as far as maybe tea or eating that can actually maybe reduce that benign mass.
Well, of course there is, but it's not easy. It's not a simplistic answer. When you're dealing with something as potentially hazardous as a mass in your body, it's time to take action right now, okay? The body has the natural ability to heal itself, but it can only heal itself if it's fed the proper nutrition. Again, which is why the consultations are really, really wonderful. I mean, to start with, definitely I would, you know, look at the fat consumption in his diet. How much fat is he eating, saturated fat? Definitely want to look at that because that probably is what's contributing to the mass. When you have a mass in your body, it can be classified as yin or yang, which is earlier in the show I was talking about. And when I sit down and talk with someone and I talk, what is the average diet, what are you eating and everything, we can discover which way tends to go. But usually a mass tends to be a hardened mass, which would, in my opinion, be yang, which is why I would look at the high fat content of his diet. And the first step he might want to do is cut back on the fat and start eating daikon. I mean, this recipe, this root vegetable stew would be fantastic for him, and especially daikon, because again, remember I told you daikon has the ability to break down excess stored fat and protein in the body and flush it out. Okay, so that would be a great step in the right direction. Now, when it comes to tea, there are specific medicinal teas that, again, if I sat down with this gentleman and learned more about him, I could give him more of a specific tea. But the overall greatest tea that you can possibly drink, let me tell you about it right here, right now, that would be a step in the right direction and something that he should definitely get his hands on and start drinking right now: Kakusha Twig Tea. Okay, this is the tea that is made from the same plant as the Chinese green tea. Chinese green tea is the leaves. The Kakusha twig tea is the twigs of the plant. Okay, Chinese green tea is really high in caffeine. The twigs of the plant, the twig tea, has no caffeine whatsoever, but it has all the healing properties in smaller quantities. This will help alkalize your system. And you want to alkalize your system because disease lives in an acidic condition. And unfortunately, if you start to develop a mass in your body, you have a disease growing in your body. So anytime you can alkalize your system, a step in the right direction. This Kakusha twig tea will definitely help, okay? Helps flush out toxins out of the system. Usually a mass that starts to form in the body is the body trying to naturally get rid of toxins, and the body is not eliminating the toxins quick enough, so they start finding some place in the body to start accumulating those toxins, and unfortunately, sometimes that starts to become a mass. That's what it is. It's a mass of toxins. So again, this tea to flush out the toxins out of the system, daikon radish would be fantastic, and in fact, this root vegetable stew would be great, and I would highly advise that maybe he send me an email through my website, macroval.com, we could set up a consultation. If he's not here in Michigan, I can do it over the phone. Or if he's local or something, we could set up an appointment and get more information about his lifestyle and what led to this. But definitely, you know, changing your diet, changing your lifestyle, you would make a huge different improvement. You know, I mean, a lot of people have even reduce the size of the mass, and then the mass has gone away. But everybody's different. You know, I can't say for sure that's going to happen, but with proper eating techniques and everything, definitely huge, huge improvement. So I hope that helps.
Yes, that definitely helps, and I know he greatly appreciates it. And he is local, so I'm sure he will get a hold of you. He definitely heard your information. The other question that we had that came through chat today was about thyroid. This individual has thyroid disease and is wondering whether or not there's anything that can help with that specifically as far as changing diet or anything medicinal.
Well, of course, again, food is very powerful medicine, very powerful medicine. Thyroid conditions are tricky because it depends on if they have an overactive thyroid or an underactive thyroid. Food that feeds and nurtures the thyroid are usually sea vegetables, okay, which is a category of food that most people are unfamiliar with. That I think I did a whole radio show on sea vegetables, if you go in the archives, and/or you could go to my website and look at past articles. But sea vegetables have natural occurring iodine in them, and the iodine is very important for the thyroid. And it's also interesting to note that whole grains, such as brown rice, millet, and quinoa, have natural occurring iodine in them also, which would be fantastic for the thyroid. Certain things that would weaken or make the thyroid worse, again, sugary foods. You know, eating too many desserts, things with sugar in it, detrimental to the thyroid, okay? So I would definitely look into sea vegetables. I do a video on my YouTube that's all about kombu, and I tell you how to make kombu tea. That would definitely be a step in the right direction to get the, it's a sea vegetable called kombu. You're going to have to get these things at a health food store, but sea vegetables are dry. They are non-perishable. So once you buy a bag of them, they'll last forever. So you don't have to worry about them going bad or anything. But you take a piece of the kombu and you put it in water, you boil it, and then you drink a cup of this kombu tea a day. That would definitely help with the thyroid. And again, whole grains, you know, brown rice, my all-time favorite. And upcoming in the month of October, I got these cooking classes that feature brown rice. That's the grain for this time of year right now. The thyroid would definitely benefit from whole grains also. So, yeah, again, definitely food is very powerful medicine, and whenever you're dealing with a certain condition, either one of the conditions that my listeners have brought up today, there are a lot of foods that could definitely help with these conditions. And these are just, you know, general terms that I'm giving you right now because I haven't sat down specifically and talked with these people to see exactly what's going on. But, you know, these are hopefully just simple, easy, quick suggestions that these people could start incorporating and, you know, take a step in the right direction and then hopefully maybe get a hold of me and we can get into this information more deeply. And if I can learn more about the person and the condition, then I can be more specific, you know, about certain foods that they should definitely want to eat and certain foods that they should definitely want to avoid, you know, dealing with these particular things that are going on inside their body. So again, I hope those suggestions helped.
Yes, they did. We just have one final question because I know that we are getting a little short on time. We had one final question in chat about anything that can help with pinched nerves.
Pinched nerves. Wow, that's a pondery. Let me see here. I've never counseled someone with pinched nerves. How about that? that would be, for me, it would might indicate a yang condition because it's a tightening of the nerves, and that's the yang energy, the tightening of it. Now, something that could definitely possibly help with that would be kudzu root. Okay? It's spelled K-U-D-Z-U root. Kudzu root. Now, again, you're going to have to find this at a health food store. But they've been using it in Oriental medicine for thousands of years. And it goes into your body and it can help relieve like tight, sore muscles and nerves and things like that. That's what it does. It's mostly for like internal organs and helping to feed and nurture it. Now, kudzu root is a natural thickening agent that you use to make like gravies and stuff, but it has really, really strong medicinal properties, okay? Another thing that's really good for your nerves and your arteries in particular would be, again, the sea vegetables, because the sea vegetables have the energy of flowing because they grow in the ocean. So they make things flexible. Instead of when something is pinched and it's tight and it gets constrictive, if you eat things that are more flowing and full of vitamins and nutrients, which sea vegetables are full of vitamins and nutrients, it would help with the pinched nerve. Now, I'm talking about foods that would help if you ate on a regular basis where you wouldn't get a pinched nerve in the future. If you're dealing with the pain of a pinched nerve, like automatically like that, and you want some relief of some type, I would suggest maybe all-natural balm. Like I have in my medicine cabinet this tiger balm. This tiger balm has natural menthol in it. So it's kind of like the all-natural version of Icy Hot, like the commercial version, and that might help relieve the immediate pain of a pinched nerve, but food-wise, so that prevent it from happening further down the road, you know, I would suggest the sea vegetables definitely, you know, a step in the right direction, and look for this kudzu root. And I believe, go to my YouTube channel, we did a video all about kudzu root, talking about it. Visually, you can see what it looks like and how it'll help you and everything. Yeah, and you can access those videos through my website, macrovale.com. Well, I was really excited that we got questions in the chat room today. It's so much fun to hear from my listeners and see, you know, what their questions are, and then hopefully I can definitely, you know, help them, give them simple suggestions that might really help to alleviate the pain. Is that it then for the questions?
Yes, it is, and they all said that they greatly appreciate it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I can see we only have a few minutes left, so let me go over my upcoming cooking classes before we end the show. My cooking classes are held here in Westland, Michigan, in my home, and they are a hands-on experience. Everybody helps participate, make the food, and then after the food is made, you sit down and you actually get a meal, okay? You get the food that we've prepared, and the classes run from 6:30 until 9 o'clock. Classes are $40. But if you're listening to the radio show right now and you've never attended a MacroVale cooking class before, I'll give you $5 off. That means you can come to a class for $35, and that includes a meal. That's an incredible, incredible deal. On Wednesday, October 15th, we are cooking for the fall season, featuring the signature grain of this time, brown rice. We're making brown rice stuffed delicata squash, brown rice corn bok choy soup, and a tangy ginger vegetable stir fry. On Wednesday, October 22nd, cooking for the fall, more fall time recipes featuring brown rice and also featuring ginger, which is pungent to the taste, which is the signature flavor of fall time. I'm making a vegetable pasta goulash made with brown rice pasta, gingered baked beans and squash, and a ginger almond fig bread pudding. All these classes, you can go to my website, macrovale.com. You can sign up and prepay for these classes right there. And again, just get a hold of me and let me know you heard about this on my radio show. I'll give you $5 off. I also have a free one-hour cooking class, Saturday, October 11th, at the Better Health Store in Novi. I am going to the Westland Farmers Market. It runs from 3 until 7. It's right here in Westland, on a street called Carlson Road, right off of Ford Road. I sell my healthy, organic, sugar-free desserts there. So if you get a chance, come on out there and check me out. Make sure you check out my Facebook page, MacroVale Food. And if you get a chance, check out my YouTube videos. And there's a direct link on my website. Remember, variety is the spice of life. So make it simple and make it varied. I am going to leave you with a quote from Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. See more in another than they are showing you. Thank you so much for listening. I am sending you all gratitude and abundance.